Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
There's two things you need to know.
What's that? In the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studios.
I'm the king.
Yeah.
And number two is look out, man. Look at that. They're coming at you. You see that? It's called karate, man. Only two kinds of people know.
Who's
Chinese
that?
And the king.
All right.
One of them is me.
Yeah, man.
It's David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
See you on the Memphis. Come on tonight. A little honey and a little bit of June,
bro. Yeah, man.
All right. Heather Baker coming up here in just a second from AY Magazine and Ant Magazine. Let's squeeze in Harley real quick, Roger.
All right, sure.
Good morning, Harley. Happy New Year.
That was a quick one.
He wasn't there. Well, let's
Harley's gone. Harley was gone. He held on, but so I wonder if you're a POS for not taking his call, Baz.
Let's welcome in Heather there.
All right, let's go ahead. Hold on. Let me get Heather right here. Let me get her right here in 3, 2...
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Yeah!
Happy New Year, Heather.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Heather.
Did you have a good New Year's day and night?
We did. We just kind of chilled out with some friends. It was great. How about you?
Yeah, Roger, we didn't even talk about this. What time did you fall asleep on New Year's Eve?
8 o'clock.
There you go, Roger.
Yeah, man. Well, I tell you what, but by 7:30 though, we were kicking it.
Josh, what
we got?
Good
job.
Josh,
we got dirty.
Josh, what time?
I heard that ball drop was pretty crazy.
Yeah, our ball dropped at 7:30.
What about you, Josh?
It was Sabrina's birthday, so Alice and I were over
midnight.
Over
y'all stayed all night.
Place. Yeah,
to 12.
Yeah, after the game, we hung out until midnight, and then we went home.
Heather, what about you? Did you stay up till 12?
Actually, I fell asleep. And then I woke up because everyone in my neighborhood decided to shoot fireworks.
Yes.
Then we got back up, and then I was up until about 1:30, and then I went back to bed.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I'm all discombobulated. I thought yesterday was Saturday because I thought Wednesday was Friday.
Right.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
So now we're back to like tomorrow is Saturday. So what is this? Is the calendar a little light this weekend because of 2 weeks worth of holidays or no?
It actually is. When Kelly sent it over to me, I was like, oh my gosh, we've got to come up with more stuff. It's kind of the wrap up of a lot of things. There's like the last weekend for like 5 or 6 different events around the state. So like if you haven't been able to see them because you've been too busy, this will be the weekend to do kind of that last weekend of events for most events around the state.
Roger, we were over in Oaklawn yesterday, had a great time over there.
Yeah,
saw Wayne, Zach, Kaylee, the whole gang, Chris. Mm-hmm. So they're running today, too. You got the Smarty Jones stakes tomorrow. That's the big one. And today, I think you have the race for Dwayne Lucas, and honoring Dwayne Lucas.
Right on.
You got horse racing all this weekend through Sunday, and then they take 3 weeks off. Yeah. What else is happening besides horse racing that we need to know about?
Yeah.
So, like I spoke over the last weekend to check out things. The Great Passion Play in Eureka has their last weekend of everything Christmas and holiday lights, over 300 Christmas trees if you just want to get out and check out the lights there. This will be the last weekend again for Piccolo Zope Winter Circus in Greenbrier. And I saw that DJ and Ebony were one of the ringmasters out there at Greenbrier. If y'all haven't seen this, it is spectacular. It's a big top. It's old-time circus. It's just a great family fun. It's very clean and family fun, so you can check that out. If you're in Hot Springs, you can get ready for a mind-blowing and unforgettable magic experience with Jonathan Elinson. He is pushing the boundaries of art form and the journey of dangerous stunts, illusions. He's going to be at the historic Malco Theater.
Ooh, Malco Theater. Let me tell you this.
Yes.
That's right.
Malco Theater. It's where I saw my first rated R movie by myself.
What was it?
Porky's.
Oh, wow, okay.
It was Porky's Winter, so it was my first rated R. You know where Malco is, right?
Yeah, that's right down
right
from,
DeLuca's.
And the new Scoops.
Yeah, the new Scoops there, absolutely.
Yes, so you can grab a ticket for that for $35. They'll be available online. It is the last weekend for Glow Wild at the Little Rock Zoo. New lanterns, if you've been there before, it's brand new again this year, but it'll be the last weekend.
Very cool.
UA Little Rock is going to be playing at Jack Stevens Center on Saturday at 3 o'clock if you want to enjoy a basketball game. Mm-hmm. We've got Cars and Coffee at two different locations. So in Benton at the Blue Heaven Restaurant from 8 to 11 on Saturday mornings. You can just come out, car enthusiasts. This is just a bunch of people bringing their rides together and grabbing a cup of coffee and checking out people's cool rides. And then we'll also have one in Conway at Superior Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Conway from 8 to 11. We'll also have a Cars and Coffee. We have Tony Tone, which is a veteran comedian for 17 years. He's been featured on HBO's Def Comedy Jam and BET's Comedy View. He's going to be at the Looney Bin on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. If you want to go downtown Little Rock, they're going to be having a scavenger hunt for Big Fun Little Rock. And this is where you're just going to experience big exhibits around Little Rock, and they make it fun with a scavenger hunt. And you can check that out on the Little Rock website. We'll have it on our aymag.com as well. But, David and Roger, I also have to tell you, next week starts the nomination period for AY's Best Dev for 2026. It's that time again.
Ooh,
and so
wow.
If you think you're the best, in Arkansas in any category, you've got to nominate yourself. Because
I'm going to throw it out there right now. Oh, I am the best trivia host and trivia in the entire state.
Do we have a category
for that?
Category?
Is there something out there?
There is a trivia category this year, Roger.
Yeah. Has to be. Has to be.
Enough people are doing trivia where.
I mean, Heather, you know everything that's going on around the state, and from what I understand, a quad state area. and you know that I began my third year. I'm into my third year of trivia with a residency at Oakland Racing Casino Resort.
That's awesome.
Here's the deal. I don't get that unless you're producing. Do you agree, Heather? Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Of course.
You're doing a great job,
Roger.
You know that.
You compete, Roger. You compete with other trivia folks in Hot Springs and Conway, Russellville.
Listen, there's some groups have companies that do it, and they do a fantastic job. There's somebody's doing trivia, five or six restaurants every single night. And I'm just me.
Nobody does it.
I'm just Naked Gardener Productions.
You're one of a kind.
I am a one of a kind. I am a one-off. That's it.
Heather, a couple of things before we let you go. I'm looking at your magazine. We've got it here at the Buzz, the AY magazine. This is your January edition. I see where it's an article on fitness, and I see Frank Lawrence from the Little Rock Athletic Club. He's in great shape, got a great facility.
All right.
I also see JP, Jean-Paul Francourt from JP Fitness. JP was one of my former employees at the old Gold's Gym.
Oh, is that right?
Back in the days. He's been in the business a long time.
Now, you know, I'm a 10 Fitness guy.
Yes, 10 Fitness is outstanding, too. And then I see an article that's got Lowry Barnes quoted at UMS.
Ooh.
I sure hope he becomes he continues to be the
Chancellor.
Yeah, he's interim chancellor now, and I sure hope. Nothing against the other people, but they got a good guy right there. It's almost like what happened in Fayetteville. You got somebody right there in your backyard that's doing a good job. He knows everybody. And so I don't know when that thing's supposed to be decided, but I hope he gets that. But, yeah, a lot of fitness and workout stuff in this month's magazine, right?
Well, you know, now everybody starts doing that.
It's a huge influx
at all the gyms.
Look at this. By the way, too, Roger, I'm going to show you this picture.
Ooh.
Look at this guy right here. You recognize that bulging bicep with the veins flowing through it?
Oh, good Lord.
I know. That's right. Ryan, your husband.
That looks like a speed bump in front of McCain Mall.
He's
making me lift some heavier weights this year. It's all about heavier weights. So we're going bigger and better this year for sure.
Right. I'm in. I'm in on the bigger and better. Look at this guy's hair, man. Good Lord. I am going on the bigger and the better.
Okay, yeah. I need to lift.
I will step it up.
I'm trying to lift more weights, too.
Well,
Anything you've got planned for 2026? Have anything exciting, new, that you can tease us about? Or is just a continued better version year after year of Heather Baker?
Well, in that magazine, we also had the new mental health guide, and we have an incredible story on Darren McFadden. And you know what, David? When I saw him at the Touchdown Club this last year, I just looked at him, and I was really moved about his transformation and his change and being able to be visible to people and just have a great comeback. I mean, he was a completely different person on the stage this last year than he was the year before, and so we really wanted to recap that with our mental health guide. We had that coming out, but I think you teased this a little bit before, too, is that I might have a new partnership with Oaklawn as well. So we're exciting to get that out there.
I think it's out. I think somebody told me yesterday that was out on the tube.
Tweet, little birdie.
So, yeah. So I don't know if it apparently was supposed to run yesterday, and maybe I hadn't seen it yet. But also, too, that made me think of Jeremy and Alicia, are they doing some work with you too, JNF Marketing?
We are going to be going into more of a digital platform for both of the clubs, for Arkansas Money and Politics and AY. They're just going to go out and help us kind of tease our products, our different stories. They have a great team of media experts, and they're going to be expanding out even more. So we're going to be doing some stuff on them and Arkansas Money and Politics, and they're going to be helping us get our video content out.
Well, wonderful. That's also, well, yeah, I saw the article on Holly Rowe, too, that was done about the young lady that she gave a check for $10,000 who battled cancer down in Mena, I believe. And so, yeah, it was a fun year for the Touchdown Club, too. Y'all did the cover story on Jimmy Johnson and Kelly Finglass. You did an article on Mark May and Holly. So it was a fun year this year at the Touchdown Club. I, as always, got my work cut out for 2026. I don't even want to think about it. We still got awards to give out this year, so I can't even think about next year. Yeah, and the Broyles Awards coming up right around the corner. That's another thing.
We're working on that as well. But as speaking of awards, and I'm just going to go ahead and tease this because I have not told you this, but in Arkansas Money and Politics in January, we do the Influencers of the Year. And how that is, it's voted on by the whole state. And then last year's class actually gets to choose the next year's class from the nomination. And David Basil is an Influencer of the Year. So congratulations on getting that huge award.
No,
Way to go.
Listen,
that's your nomination.
I think I'm out of gas. I think I've run out of gas.
He said he has gas.
Thank you, Heather. You're very kind.
Very kind.
All right, let's get out there. Let's kick some butt in 2026.
I don't know if you can say that.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I could say ass, but that's not. People get mad at me if I do that. And my mother's not. My mother makes me wash my mouth.
And she should. Hello, Mama Bear.
All right, Happy New Year, Heather.
Happy New Year.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's get after it. Thanks.
All right, toodly-do.
Let's do it. Thanks, guys.
All right, see ya.
There it is, toodly-do, Heather. There it is.
Josh, right, what were you?
All right, so right now I am the clubhouse leader. For number one trivia.
By just, you're picking it into
existence. Right now I'm the leader. Josh, I've just nominated myself.
Josh, how did you do it to trivia this past Tuesday?
I think we were fifth.
Have you gone to another trivia show before, Josh, and seen other trivia shows?
Yeah.
I've seen it one time, and it's so completely different than Rogers.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's completely different.
Everybody else is they just are.
I mean, it's not that they're bad.
I can't do it that way.
It's just different.
Well, you said trivia show. Rogers is truly a show.
That's true. That's correct. That's the difference.
Yeah. Everybody else is like science, and Rogers doesn't do that. Rogers is fun.
And sometimes they have the digital.
It's much more personal.
And sometimes it's computerized and all those things.
Well, yeah, but listen, and we're a one-off.
And listen, they do a great job.
Mine's a different deal, and that's all thanks to Kevin Case,
and
Chad
Al.
Jones, and Al Watkins. Yeah. Absolutely.
How about that? You know what? I went back and found a deal. I also forgot that you were doing karaoke once a week too.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord of mercy.
When COVID hit.
You know,
in China!
Hey, you know who was a star of, Josh, of karaoke when we were doing it but once a week? Over here, what was the name of the place? Raj?
Hangout.
Randy Allison would come over there. What was his go-to song? You remember?
It
was Mustang Sally. He would always.
He was a
minister of music for Pinnacle Church of Christ.
Pigskin Preacher did.
He did one song, didn't he?
You remember what it was?
No, I don't.
He did a great version of Angels Flying Too Close to the Ground.
Oh, I think I remember that.
I love that song. But he did a great job.
You were doing that and trivia once a week?
Correct.
You're doing both of them?
I think the trivia, the trivia was on. Maybe the trivia was once a month or twice a month.
How long have you been? You're probably coming up on a milestone, I would
imagine.
No,
there's no doubt. There's a milestone.
Either number of questions asked in the four years or number of actual gatherings.
I've got to compile the questions. Because
think about how many questions you've asked.
200 games.
Total, all together?
Well, if
you'll do it real quick.
We're already over 100 at
Mainline. And then you've got a couple hundred over at...
You've got
300 times how many questions per deal?
21.
So 6,000?
Yeah.
6,000. Is that right? Does that do the math right on that?
See, if you go, you've got...
Yeah, 21 questions.
Yeah,
times 300, yeah.
Times 300.
6,000. Do you ever start... Is there, and you go, I just can't do it. I just can't ask another question.
No, I don't.
You freeze up. I don't.
You know what? It's when sometimes I may double it up and not know it, that I've gone. It's just a different way to do it. It's like somebody goes, you don't do sports questions. And I say, well, I do. I just don't label them as sports.
It's like the show.
It may be something else. It's just not sports.
Josh, you
it may be in another. It may be who did it, you know.
But I like the sports question. I like the, what was that theater, Craig, was that?
The what?
The theater, Craig, the rep.
He was at the rep.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, they're good, but they're not anywhere close to as good as Roger. And then now you're like, oh, they're trivia games. They might be decent, but they're not Roger.
Yeah, no, listen. So well, you know what? That's what you expect your buddy to do, Josh.
So he's tearing down other people to lift you up, Roger.
Well, you know what? I don't know if that's he's tearing down right others. There. So, yeah, you're damn right it is. You're damn right it is.
Josh.
He's poking holes in other people's boats to make sure yours stays afloat.
And let me point out this. Until they give me an opportunity to fail, he's not wrong.
Josh, as a guy who's won some of Roger's trivia contests, you've won, what, 3, 4, 5 times, right?
I've lost times.
So what do you think the
he
key...
wins more when his girlfriend's with him.
And
he doesn't push back on her.
Yeah, what is the key
if
to
he'll
winning
just do what
one,
she
of,
says.
One of Roger's trivia games? What's the key?
What is the key?
Is it getting lucky? I hate
to do this to my guy. It's probably not having Will Armstrong there, because what Will will do is Will go, I know it. And you're like, are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure, Will?
Yeah.
And he'll be like,
Roger
knows exactly what I'm talking about.
He does it all the time.
And I'll tell him, like, I know Roger. I work with him. I don't think that's the answer. Will goes, no. It'll be like some elaborate 20-word answer. I'm like, Roger just wants 2 words, 6
yeah,
letters.
That's it. But you've won with him before, though.
We have.
But here's the other thing with Josh. Josh will be by himself at a table, and I'll go by. He goes, hey, what's the question again? I'm going, what were you doing?
He's
in
on his
between?
Phone.
You know, and I'm going, he goes, okay. Well, I was talking. You're by yourself.
So the important question for Josh, so of all the girlfriends you've had, how much better
do that.
Is Allison
that
at
that
trivia?
That is a
He's tearing down all those other girls to prop up her.
By the way, your current girlfriend's family is listening.
Ask
that question again.
All your girlfriend's families are listening.
How is Allison playing your current play trivia compared to some of your past girlfriends playing
trivia? I've most likely have multiple family members of different women I've dated.
You stick with the one that's with you now.
Guys, I'll be honest. I think we need a break.
You would probably have as many people as the largest group of mother cluckers if you brought all your girlfriends' families.
Well,
I can't say much, Josh. I've had
a fair share of my day.
We're going to do 70s and 80s. You know what the next trivia game is at Mainline?
What's that?
It's January 8th. What happened on January 8th?
Elvis?
Elvis's birthday. Everybody that is anybody knows that January 8th is Elvis's birthday.
I want to apologize to the day off.
Whose
family?
So I want to apologize to the Sites family.
Well, I mean, all of the girls were good, but I'm just Allison's.
Stop.
Some of them were better than others.
Who is the best?
Josh, pick your favorite girlfriend. Oh my God.
Who is the best?
Best girlfriend he has.
No.
If
you had to pick like the top, we're talking about transfer portal.
Yeah.
If you pick three of the top players that you've watched in your 4 year, 5 years of trivia.
Yeah.
Who was your? You have? Can you name me? It could be one off winning team.
Yeah.
Is there one or two, three that? Because I know some of the, you know what Mother Cluckers has like 15, but is there two, three individual players you know that hey they're really good? Like Ballantyne, was you?
Scott Roper is New York, Arkansas.
Okay.
He's very smart.
That's one.
He works his way through some of those, and that's a Boudreaux's guy.
Okay. What about anybody else off that? Is there one off the Mother Clucker team? Is there one off the Ballantyne's table?
No one off of Ballantyne's family just stands out. Collectively, they're there. I mean, Ballantyne's where he is, and he helps out in a lot of this stuff.
Said,
he was more the Vernon Shirley stuff. On the Cluckers...
He's got to pick one.
Yeah. On the Cluckers...
You might not remember it, Roger, but my brother came in. We had a three-person
Your brother's
team.
Good. Will's good.
Will is good. He's too smart for his own good sometimes.
Those other two dudes that are there, you know, that are
TJ
leaving
and
now.
Ty.
Yeah, I mean, they're
hit or miss.
Huh?
But my brother came in, and we had a three-man team.
You can't be that good.
Who's the winning team at Oakland and won?
Yeah, somebody said you never won until he came in. Is that true?
That
was your first time?
Well, Oakland definitely was.
Jimmy Coon's good. Jimmy Coon's good. Jimmy Coon's good down in Hot Springs.
Basically, people remember that Josh, the first time he won was when at Mayline when your brother came in.
Yeah. I mean, Qualls on the Siri group.
That table,
there's several.
Good.
Mike Garner is obviously Kenny Elser. These are
the ladies on that table.
These are genius.
The ladies on that table.
Well, the ladies are good. Debbie Garner, Mike's wife. I mean, she's a wonderful teacher. Monica.
So let me ask you this. Which are better in the trivia game, the Roger trivia game, men or women in general?
Come on, Jimbo, give
me an answer.
There is no answer.
There is an answer. There's not an answer. It's clear.
But I'm glad you mentioned that because starting next week, we're starting strip trivia, as a matter of fact. It's all strip trivia.
Okay, let me see.
If you miss a question,
for Elvis's birthday?
An article of clothing comes off. Yeah. This is a new thing. Oakland, this is what we're doing.
What is the normal breakdown between men and women as emotional
trivia? Here's the thing. Is because the women are what they are. I need a woman to push back a little bit more.
It's pretty even.
And the reason I say that is because a lot of the women, like with Josh's girlfriend, when I go by and I see where they've missed the question, she'll go, I told you that's what it was. Because they didn't give it. They, you know what? Because the girls are going to go, all right, smart. I'm going to let y'all have it. And they miss it all the time. The ladies need to be a little bit more forceful. And then, of course, I'll tell them, look, next time give them another answer.
But Allison does that to Will mostly. Allison does not do it to me.
Well, she does it on the team. Absolutely.
Josh, don't blurt on this, Raj. Josh, did you see the question that was asked? I guess it was on social media, Roger, that they asked all the NFL current coaches.
I saw that.
For those who haven't heard, they asked the current head coaches, what current NFL coach had more yards rushing than Bo Jackson. And nobody got it.
So here's the thing. I didn't watch the end of it because I was still trying to think about it. Yeah. I don't know who it is still.
You don't? We'll help you out. One guy was really, really mad at himself because he really should have known.
He's never won a Super Bowl.
He really should have known this guy. The coach is so mad at himself. Yeah. Did he play
running back or quarterback?
That's the hint.
Yeah.
That's the hint. That should give it away.
That's the trick.
Are there any running backs?
No, well, you're on the right track.
Is it Jim Harbaugh?
It's Jim Harbaugh. That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a basic stat, though.
About 5 yards.
It shows two things. One, it shows how short Bo Jackson's career was in the NFL before he got hurt. And also shows how tough Jim Harbaugh was.
Jim Harbaugh was a tough runner. He was a scrambler.
But his brother went crazy. He could not believe that he'd forgotten him.
How about that?
He didn't think of his old brother.
I wouldn't be surprised if he knew and just didn't say.
No, I'm telling you, watch it. Let's take a break. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Call or text. I'm monitoring transfer portal. I don't see a whole lot. Danny West said it started a little slow today, if you hadn't heard that. We don't know.
Have you ever seen the actual portal before?
No, I never have.
It is like the most boring interface.
Yeah.
It is quite literally a database.
It's not
the most electric thing to watch.
Right.
But the graphics they make on Twitter are exciting, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm looking at Trey Biddy's. Has got, they have a, I guess they have their own live tracker.
I love the no contact thing that kids can do because it's the most obvious indicator that tampering is happening, which is allegedly illegal. But, like, we've got kids who would announce, like, in December, I'm going to enter the portal, but don't contact me, which means they already know where they're going, which means they're admitting they've already been talking.
That's right, Again, lack of structure. Yeah, right. 661-1037 is the number to call or text. Don't go away.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment presents Coach Nolan Richardson when he joins Drive Time Sports every week with Rollin' with Nolan. Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Bowen. Find them online at ametrucks.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Round number two of the college football playoff is in the books, and now we have our final four. On New Year's Eve, Miami took care of Ohio State 24-14 to earn themselves a spot in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. They'll take on Ole Miss, who outlasted Georgia last night 39-34 in the Sugar Bowl. The Rebels will meet the Hurricanes on January 8th at 6:30. And on the other side, it's an all Big Ten semifinal. Oregon beat Texas Tech 23-0 in the Capital One Orange Bowl. And then in the Rose Bowl, it was Indiana 38, Alabama 3. So now the Ducks will meet the Hoosiers in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia. That game will take place on January 9th at 6:30. And one piece of college football news, the transfer portal is now open. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
We've got a 50% chance of showers to start out this afternoon with mostly cloudy conditions and highs into the mid-50s. We'll see showers taper off later this evening with temperatures in the lower 50s. Clouds stick with us overnight, but rain chances should diminish. Low temperatures in the lower 40s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Christopher Pipkin.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Oaklawn Sports presents Oaklawn Game Day. It's an inside look at the week's biggest games, exciting prop bets, and the latest betting lines from Oaklawn Sportsbook. Justin Acri and Oaklawn's Vice President of Racing and Wagering, Zach Gillum, give you all the information you need to place your bets in Oaklawn. Catch it on The Buzz Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and again Thursday mornings at 5:30 before Morning Mayhem. Oaklawn Game Day on your fun and game station, 103.7 The Buzz.
Life is loud. Chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See shelter agent Christy Pettit in Maumelle, Chad Kesterson in Arkadelphia, or Bo Beavis in Cabot today.
Bass tournaments and some of the best fishing spots in the state. It's Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge and his crew. Fishing Arkansas is presented by shelter agent Jamie Marsh, Stanley Hardware, and Sunrise Outfitters. Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge.
This is Justin Acri. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Is your yard ready for whatever Mother Nature throws your way? At A Caddy's Touch Landscaping, we make sure it is. Whether it's weatherizing your flower beds for the seasons ahead, building strong retaining walls to prevent erosion, or installing French drains to keep water where it belongs, we've got you covered. And when it's time to elevate your outdoor space, we build custom decks perfect for relaxing or entertaining. Call 501-794-2770 to transform your yard into a space you love, rain or shine. A Caddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770, where we bring the green to your life.
A happy place comes in many colors. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with CertaPro Painters. Get started today at CertaPro.com. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at CertaPro.com.
Another fun edition of Out of Bounds of the Books. I want to thank Jackson Braswell for co-hosting. Also want to thank Kyle Sutherland and Paul Catalina for joining the show. I want to thank you, the listener, for listening to us. And also, Wes and Joe are back on Friday to break down a couple days full of football and look forward to Arkansas versus Tennessee basketball.
Long spot.
Sure is.
30 seconds, right?
Where's that shit?
I guess, yeah.
Your morning drive will never be the
never
same.
Never be the same.
With
yeah.
Morning Mayhem came on back the radio, spots live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I don't know what I do with it. Tell me what to do. I don't know what to do.
Okay. I heard Sam Pittman and Scott Hamby, our buddies, and as well as Dee Dee, were at the Ozzy Osbourne tribute concert last night.
Yeah, I don't know what Dee Dee did, so we'll see.
Matt Moscona, how do you pronounce his last name, Josh?
Spelled M-O, is it?
Moscona. I met him before.
Moscona.
Moscona. Good guy. He covers LSU football. Says source confirms to me that Charlie Weiss is at LSU football ops Friday morning, less than 12 hours after winning the Sugar Bowl. What a wild time for these guys pulling double duty. What a mess that is. That is absolutely ridiculous.
My question is, once again, if six assistants are allowed to pull double duty, why isn't it?
I'm just saying, I'm not saying to you,
I'm saying in general.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the poor guy should be focused on the team that's playing for a national championship.
Did you see Ryan Day didn't let Brian Hartline call plays? I did see that.
He got criticized, right?
Ryan Day did a terrible job.
I know. Also, your buddy, I think, right, Josh?
Matt Zenitz. My friend.
He's reporting in the first 7 hours, this was at 6:30 this morning, the first 7 hours of the transfer portal window being open, there have already been 1,101 FBS scholarship players that have entered the portal. So that's still way off from what they ultimately will get, which is supposed to be 7,000 to 8,000.
Also, I saw something the other day. Matt Zenitz was reporting who the Iowa State tight ends coach was going to be.
Oh, my God.
And I thought about you because I was like, so he's not just doing it to Arkansas. He's doing it, you know.
Yeah, why Matt Zenitz? What is this? What
is his
specialty?
Matt Zenitz.
Let's check in with Harley there. Well, I'll give him credit. He's connected with everybody.
Let's see if he's on.
Harley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why does he sound sad? Why are you grumpy? Why are you upset?
Happy New Year, Harley. Why are you grumpy?
Yesterday I wanted to go to work. Today I don't want to go to work. I came in late, but I'm working. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. What's going on?
Roger, I have to give you kudos. Tommy trained you well. While Baz was out, you did an excellent job on the show, all things considered. And again, my apologies for my attitude towards you.
What'd you call me, Harley?
A POS.
You got to respect that.
Call me a POS. We're not taking his call like we allowed Rebecca to come on and not his call.
Oh, no.
Like we avoided him.
Yeah, I was on hold twice for over an hour.
I called everybody's show and got on everybody's show but yours, Roger, you POS.
Yeah, I was wanting to wish you a Merry Christmas. I mean, a Happy New Year.
You know what?
I don't remember our slips.
I would have got to you, Harley. I don't know why, Roger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you penis.
Josh.
Yes.
Josh, I've got to pull a phrase from the zone and give you a game ball. You did a fantastic job hosting where's the show on Wednesday. Excellent work.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah.
But
Harley's giving out compliments.
But I've got to say.
Yes.
I've got to say, we need to go get Kane Archer. I was reading an article this morning. He is getting dissatisfied with what he's getting from Utah, and it sounds like he's really wanting to come and be a Razorback.
Well, here's the deal, Harley. It's obvious that Silverfield just doesn't think he's worth offering a scholarship to. You know, we don't have any scholarships now. You would think maybe. But for whatever reason, in his evaluation of Kane Archer, he just doesn't see the value in Auburn.
That's a lot of guys, too. He's not alone in that. I mean,
because somebody...
Yeah,
what's that?
So it's just like he don't fit into his grand scheme of things, what you're saying.
Yeah, in his evaluation process, and as Josh is saying, you know, you could also look at maybe see some of the other offers. You know, sometimes, you know, coaches have a system, and they don't think that quarterback fits in the system.
And I think a lot of coaches want to see him prove it first, just because I think there's questions about his size. So I think, you know, like it's one of those players where...
He goes off and does it somewhere, and he comes back, maybe.
Yeah, they'll wait on that. And I kind of feel bad for Kane Archer, because he committed to Gus at UCF, he left. Then he committed to Kyle Whittingham at Utah, and Kyle Whittingham is now at Michigan. So he's had two coaches who have both left where they were by their own choice, their own hand, as Roger says.
He's a winner, I'll tell you that much, right? Josh Hammond, four state championships?
Three,
right?
I believe, is a starter. Three or four is a starter, he never lost a game until his last game. And he put up 50
points. Oh, my gosh, I forgot. They got beat by who?
Guy, do me a favor.
Shiloh.
Will y'all stop talking? Harley called. No, let him finish.
How about
the playoffs upsets? Texas Tech goes down, Alabama goes down, and by God, Ole Miss turned around and came back and beat Georgia. I did not see that one happening there.
Hey, more importantly,
I'm gonna hang up.
No, Harley. More importantly, it looks like the Bradshaws are keeping the birds, aren't they? They have backed off. You know, yeah. But Harley was ready. Like Harley was ready to go get him, and then now
that's what's upset Harley. It's a you know what, Harley. It wasn't you. It was being upset with.
Roger and Terry have gotten into it too. So
you know, Terry's back talking me, and I'm not on the show. My daughter calls me and starts laughing about how that Steve Qualls sends me a text of Terry Bradshaw mocking me while I'm gone. I'm gonna tell you right now, if you would have told me 50 years ago, as I'm watching the Dallas Cowboys and Super Bowl 10 or whatever it was with the. Terry Bradshaw and Roger Staubach, and then I was going to be threatening to whip Terry Bradshaw's butt the next time I see him. I would have said, "You're crazy. One of us is high."
You know, he gives you heck when you're not on the show, but he gives you heck when you're on the show.
He does.
So at least he's consistent.
He's consistent. I'm going to start calling him Harley.
Thanks, Harley. Appreciate it.
Happy New Year to you, Harley. Thanks for calling, buddy. Thanks
Roger.
For being a part of the show.
I'm looking at
Harley to start that call is like...
He was on hold too long. That was his problem. He was on hold too long.
So watch this, Josh. I'm going to throw this piece of trivia at Roger. Razorback trivia. Right. 50 years ago, there's a War Machine 2013.
50 years ago, what year is
it? It just posted this yesterday. It was 1976.
Is that 50 years ago?
The Razorbacks, number 10, beat number 11, Georgia, 31-10 in the 1976 Cotton Bowl. Arkansas finished... remember this. Finished 10-2 and number 6 in the nation.
Yep.
Now, they had a running back who had a weird number for a running back.
Yep.
Do you remember the number and the
85.
Running back? And the name? Gosh.
Was it Ekwid?
I don't think so.
Ben Cowens.
Nope. I think it's the other one.
Well, it wasn't Johnny Bobo.
I
think it was Hosengarden.
Was it Hosengarden?
No, it's cool name. Cool name. Cool last name. Scott Bull was a quarterback. Yeah. I'm watching the film of these guys.
Number 85. Did I get that right?
And 42 was his running back, too, but 85. He's so good.
Give me
another. Georgia, number 11, Georgia, 31-10.
Come on, give me initials or something other than cool.
I'll give you a syllable. Two.
Two syllables. That's bop. Last name?
Last name.
Hosengarden.
Wasn't Donnie.
Maybe you're living at the one of that trio of running
Ekwood,
backs.
Jerry Ekwood. Ben Cowens.
You're so close.
Jerry Ekwood, Ben Cowens. It wasn't Roland's. It wasn't him.
When we were playing dolls or when we were kids.
Action figures, yes. We would play with dolls.
We knew the Indians were coming after us.
Native
Americans.
We would build
Ike Forte. Nailed it! In your face! Ike Forte!
Cool name, Ike Forte.
F-O-R-T-E, Ike Forte.
He wore number 85.
Suck it.
And I forgot that he wore 85.
It looks like rules because I got it.
I guess there was not.
It's an offensive number, man.
It's like a tight end number.
Yeah, but I tell you.
So that was Frank Broyles'
face.
That was Frank Broyles' last year, right, Raj?
That was 76.
Oh no, that was it. Did he coach one more year after that? No, he went from there.
76 was he went to AD. Straight AD.
I thought he had a bad year the last year.
He did. His final year he was.
So this was 75.
I think he had a losing record.
So this was the 75 season. 75. The 76 Cotton Bowl.
Because Holt had Cowens.
The next year 76 was 7-6.
Yeah, because
and then,
those guys.
Holt came in 77.
That's right. Roger Terry might give you a heck, but the funniest thing I've heard on Radio Munch is when you told him about Kathy Bates. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you. Listen, Ike Forte. I remember those guys. Thank you, caller person, friend.
Here's what it says. I'm surprised that David hasn't stirred the pot with Roger and Bradshaw. It was clear that Bradshaw liked Craig better than Roger the other day. Craig, listen, Terry Bradshaw jumped on that immediately. He goes, Craig. Yeah, I really enjoyed today or something like that.
He sure did. And then he started bam, and then you laugh. You guffawed like crazy. Yeah, why don't you?
And then those birds. Brah!
Yeah, stupid birds.
Well, we stupid
birds. And he didn't want to give them to Harley. Josh teased Harley with the birds.
We've got to go back.
He's a bird regifter.
It was reminiscent of the, because we played this the other day, Roger, the Vickery Acree emaciated clip,
right?
Where Baz goes, oh!
That was a great. That was,
so
I heard it.
Nobody loves a good quarrel.
Nobody loves a good quarrel.
We need to get the we need to get the clip of Bradshaw telling his birds to shut up. That's one of the things.
Shut up!
He does it every week. So, I mean,
yeah, that's right. He's got the last 2 weeks. We haven't gotten it. We need to do that. Somebody brought the point. Every coach left in the playoffs was under Saban at Alabama. That is true. And funny, you know, it looked like for a while Cristobal might not be getting the job done at Miami. I think people for a couple years there were like, ooh. I thought he was
certainly recruiting well enough. The results and then his game management was like he was turtling up and shelling up. And they've gotten a bit more risk. You know, they'll take a few more risks now.
Correct. Thanks everybody who got Ike Forte right. That is correct.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you everybody. Amanda Simmons over at Brian Small Engine Repair says Harley better watch what he calls or she will. Thank you, Amanda.
Somebody from the 501 says for their three transfer portal guys. If you got three transfer portal guys from any team in Razorback history, Sean Andrews, Jason Peters, who actually played side by side at Arkansas on the same team, and Matt Jones. It's amazing how many have picked Matt Jones just because he was so. Josh, you should have seen that guy, man. He was fun to watch, man. He was
who? Matt Jones.
Matt Jones, about 6'6", could outrun it. You're right. How's he running? How's he outrunning everybody?
Well, I mean, because he's like a big giraffe. We just don't think that for a white guy.
Tall, lanky.
Yeah, tall, lanky.
But he would run away from everybody. It's like, well, okay,
cool dude. He'd be in this show with Trey Shepp making chicken coop.
Watching soccer. All right, don't go away. Come back. Wrap things up.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The coming of a new year brings new opportunities with it. Alfred Lord Tennyson writes, "Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring, happy bells, across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true." American original Ben Franklin counsels, "Be at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let every new year find you a better man." Amen, Ben. These are worthy goals for all of us to pursue. Your friends at Double B's are here to simplify your life by serving you with quality, efficiency, and value. Stop by one of Double B's 34 locations across the natural state for some fuel for your vehicle and fuel for your body. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Oaklawn is here for when you want nonstop racing and nonstop action. The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The classic racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast, it's lively, it's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you need health insurance? Open enrollment for the Arkansas Health Insurance Marketplace is happening now. Do you have questions about plans and coverage or need help with enrollment? Visit myarinsurance.com to connect with an Arkansan waiting to help at no cost to you. But hurry, the final open enrollment deadline for 2026 health insurance coverage is January 15th. Find help today at myarinsurance.com.
From Central Arkansas to South Arkansas, to Northeast Arkansas, across the state to Northwest Arkansas, you will find a Beechwood Hospitality property. From the Haywood in El Dorado to the Hilton Garden in Jonesboro, to the Doubletree in Bentonville and the Staybridge Suites just south of Baumwalker Stadium, Beechwood Hospitality has a room for you. Beechwood Hospitality is the leader in hotel property management in the state. Make sure you find a Beechwood Hospitality hotel for your next overnight stay.
Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families presents Central Arkansas Soup Sunday, March 1st at 3:30 at the Jack Stevens Center at UA Little Rock. Arkansas Advocates works for an Arkansas where every child and family has every opportunity for success. Central Arkansas Soup Sunday, benefiting Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, March 1st at 3:30. Tickets are available at aradvocates.org and at the door.
Have questions about retirement, investments, or your money? Call our financial hotline. Dial 501-381-5228 and leave a voicemail with your specific financial question, and our experts will answer it on the Get Ready for the Future show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Get your financial questions answered by the pros. 501-381-5228. Call now. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Genwell Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Hi, my name is Nita Freeman, and I'm the marketing director for Genesis of Conway. In our new store that opened in November, we have been a partner with The Buzz from the very beginning. We love all the packages that we get from them. They are helping us promote our big golf tournament, the Genesis of Conway Central Arkansas Open. Robert Davidson is awesome, is a great partner. He is willing to go above and beyond to do whatever we need to make our partnership successful.
For more information on advertising, call me, Robert Davidson, 501-744-1279.
At Capital Technology Group, we make your technology our priority. Our team of experts can become your outsourced IT department, solving problems even before you know about them. We provide and maintain everything from servers and network infrastructure to printers and digital copiers. As a family business with over 80 years of history in Little Rock, you can trust Capital Technology Group to be your business technology partner. If you're ready to get your IT in order, visit captg.com and sign up for a free consultation.
The 36th Annual Reliance Bank Arkansas Big Buck Classic, January 23rd through the 25th at the State Fairgrounds, presented by Arkansas's best Chevy dealers. Listen for the Big Buck Sounder next week to qualify on air or register during Big Buck to win a hunting rifle, $1,000 gift certificate from Hunter's Refuge, or an Arkansas Game and Fish lifetime hunting license. The Arkansas Big Buck Classic, January 23rd through the 25th, brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV, Can-Am, Hunter's Refuge, Remington, Taka Hunting Gear, and Outlaw Beer.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I used to make my action figures close.
He's serious. He's serious.
Look at him. I also built a little wooden out of a popsicle sticks hope chest for their clothes.
Roger, would you make some clothes for my kids?
Roger was the action figure tailor in Hot Springs.
Action figure tailor.
I was
Tracy. You said dolls last night, but that's why I found that. It made me think of that.
Gotta give a shout out to George Schroeder, longtime writer for the.
Hold on.
Yes.
One more time.
Yes.
Her name.
Whose name?
Who is this?
George Schroeder.
George. I thought you said Joy.
No. George Schroeder.
You said it correctly that time. Okay,
no. George Schroeder, who is a longtime writer of the Democrat Gazette, also USA Today, and all that, is in the. Is in the ministry now. He's driving through on his way to Texas. Good to hear from you, George. Appreciate that. Let's see here. 661-1037 is the number. I think we've got Justin on the line. Justin Acree. Justin, are you there?
Yo.
From the new Flyway in Breckenridge Village. I'm telling you, that place is hopping over there. I've not been in Flyway, but I know, almost every space, every square foot is full over there now, right? I mean, there's the restaurants,
they're
movie theater.
There.
Yeah, getting close.
Yeah, there's a project going in next door to Flyway, actually, that they're working on now. But, yeah, it's amazing. Really impressive place here. And, if you haven't been to the one in Northwest, it's a completely different vibe than North Little Rock, and it's a different vibe than West Little Rock. And they've got this video wall in here. So if you're looking for a place to settle in, drink some great cold beverages and watch a game, it's a good spot.
Well, Justin, where is it in the, for those who know where Breckenridge is, what part of the side, is it on the west side, the south side, where is it? What's it next to?
It is on the, let me think
or what's
about
it beside, or maybe what's it beside, maybe just do that, that might be easier. Just what's,
let's see, there is a niner in there. It is to the west.
Okay.
It's towards the west.
On 630
side. If you go by the standalone Scoops,
yes.
Our buddy Greg Hatcher's place, and just keep going straight, you'll see the Flyway sign, and then you walk down a little pathway on the side of the building, and you'll come right on in here, and then it opens up into this beautiful space in here. It's bright, it's light, it's nice. And you, what you really need to take note of is they've got all these hand-painted murals
yes.
of ducks and outdoor scenes. It is incredible.
Very nice. Incredible. Very nice. Yeah, that's the Breckenridge Village right there on 4:30, not 6:30. What's what else is going on today? I'm sure you guys will be talking a little bit about the transfer portal and all the great games this weekend, which were amazing.
Yeah, what'd you think of the last night?
Shocker. Shocker.
Wonderful.
How about that?
What was
Georgia? Georgia
was a shocker?
I thought Georgia was going to win.
It wasn't an upset, was it?
Shocker.
I think there's a difference. I don't know if it's a shocker or is it because you think they were favored?
I thought Georgia
defeated
would win.
Champs.
Yeah,
I think the fact that Georgia built the 9-point lead and the way they blew it, that was shocking. Because usually when they get control of the game, they're going to give it up.
More surprised by Georgia Baz or Miami?
I think both of those, I obviously missed on both of those. Both of them are equal to me. The fact Georgia should have won the game. They got to the 5. They had to settle for the field goal. They could not get it in. To be a champion, you got to get that in on that second and third down, and they didn't settle for the field goal. Yeah. They cost the game. Miami, I tell you, that same Miami team that lost to SMU in Dallas about 4 weeks ago, I was like, man, I can't figure this thing out this year. But I love it.
Irvin's been on the sideline all year long.
That's been fun to watch.
Jimmy Johnson.
I didn't see Bama getting their brains beat in either like that. I just didn't see that coming.
No,
I didn't expect that game. I didn't expect Oregon to shut out Texas Tech either. That was shocking.
I thought they would win.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, we've been talking about them up for the last couple weeks. But listen, I was all over Ohio State. I was all over Georgia. Yeah. I thought Georgia had an outside shot to win the whole thing.
No, how about that?
Obviously not.
I love it. It's great, though. Great.
So are we gonna start believing in Indiana at some point?
I am. I'm with you. I'm in on Indiana.
Yeah, but I'm all in on Ole Miss right now.
It'd be a great story.
Here's the deal. If they win a championship, the more they keep winning, the more money Lane Kiffin still gets.
Well, that's the thing that's gross. It's a great story. I agree with you, but it's disgusting that he's getting paid.
Justin, fun fact. It was on this day, 1965, that Joe Namath became the highest paid pro football player of all time when he got $400,000. Yesterday, last night, Lane Kiffin gets $500,000 for that Ole Miss win. How about that?
What's sad is 1965 money is still a lot to me.
Yeah,
you bet it is, brother.
You know,
you bet it is.
Here we are, all these years later, and that's still a lot of money to me.
Yeah, so, man. You saw where Charlie Weiss Jr. is down in LSU today, coaching LSU today. It's just a weird
serving
deal.
Serving two masters.
I know.
And it's working out okay.
All right. So what's going on with your name?
Yeah, real quick. We got Clint coming up. Thanks, Chris Crane, Dodge Brand. We got Tom Murphy coming off the Democrat Gazette. UAMS Health Ortho Now presenting the Red White Report. Champs of Chumps, thanks to Washtenaw Bar and Grill down in Hot Springs, as well as BKC Home Builders. What's up, Bree, my guy? And we're going to hang out with Rob Byford and the folks here at Flyway throughout the show today to tell you about all the great things they've got going on. And come see the new location in Breckenridge for lunch, for dinner, for drinks, for fun. It's a great spot.
All right. Welcome to 2026, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. Raj, fun, crazy week.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
we'll get back in the groove next week.
Absolutely.
Josh, do a good job on your show tomorrow with Wes. What time will that be?
Don't blow it, James.
Yeah.
30 minutes after the end of the game.
Gotcha. Hopefully the Hogs will be talking about a win.
You said Hogs.
Hogs.
You almost said it correctly.
I didn't.
You said it. No, you said it correct. You said it right.
Go Hogs, go. 2026. Let's kick some butt. Thanks, everybody. Zone's up next.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Arkansas Round Ballers Big Joe Klein and Pat Bradley pontificate on Bet Saracen.
People ask me, what do basketball players know about football? What say you, Joe?